on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, as well as KSBT 97.1 FM here in somewhat overcasty, threatening to get snowy Sandpoint. Snow tonight. I know Pat, our engineer, is giving me this crummy look. He doesn't like it, but it's January. It's North Idaho. It's going to snow. Good chance of snow all night long tonight all over North Idaho. And again, Saturday looks pretty snowy and then into next week. So it's going to happen. Anyway, what can you do? It's Thursday here on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and it's North Idaho Thursday. Before we get to today's lineup, let me tell you about our broadcast lineup for tomorrow evening, Friday evening, live and direct from Sandpoint High School. We have Sandpoint High School basketball broadcast tomorrow evening, a boy-girl doubleheader from Bulldog Gym. Boys tip it off at 5:30. The girls to follow at 7. It says 7 on the schedule, but it'll be more like 7:20, 7:30. I'll be there with the play-by-play right here on NorthIdahoRadio.com and 97.1 FM. And I want you to note, Bulldog fans, that this is not the battle for the paddle, even though it's a doubleheader with the Lakeland Hawks. The battle for the paddle is Friday, January 19th at Lakeland. So I just want to make that clear. Anyway, we've got another good show for you today. First off, we'll be chatting with our good friend Keely Gray from the Lake Pondere Repertory Theater Group. They are currently holding auditions for their upcoming production of Legally Blonde, the musical, and we'll learn all about that. Sounds like fun. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center. We'll take a look at what's happening at the Senior Center in the month of January. Always fun having ladies on the show. And in our final segment today, David Keyes will be joining us 2 days in a row. That's a rarity here. He was on Ricky's Top 10 yesterday. David Keyes will be joining us once again. This time, he'll be wearing his Rotarian hat, and we'll be talking about what's going on with the Sandpoint Rotary Club. So we'll be checking that out a little later on in this hour. You can check out the Montana Grizzlies as they go for a national championship against South Dakota State. Now, this is weird. It's on national TV, which is great to get the Grizz on ABC this Sunday. I think it's at noon. You have to check listings, but I think it's Sunday at noon, and I know it's on ABC, and the Grizz are 12-point underdogs. Wouldn't it be great if they can pull that off? And Brandon Casey, of course, for a Sandpoint Bulldog from an old-school Sandpoint family, just looking forward to bringing that national title home. And then for the Division I national title, this is a great matchup. The Michigan Wolverines and the University of Washington Huskies. The Huskies were, in my mind, kind of iffy all season. Pulled out some last-second wins against Oregon, and but they looked totally legit last week. I mean, I think they can do this. It's gonna, and Michigan is just tough. Their defense is amazing. So that's gonna be the matchup. Their defense against Penix and the Huskies offense, and that'll be Monday night for that national title game. So lots going on, another great weekend of football ahead. What else is going on? Well, happening tomorrow and the next day, so that's Friday and Saturday, Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust Winter Fun Days are happening at the Pine Street Woods. You can go to Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust website and get more details. It's for kids to spend the whole day outside sledding, playing games, exploring, building snow forts, warming up around a fire, eating s'mores, drinking hot chocolate, and lots of fun and things like that. The event's happening from 9 a.m. until 2:30, and they should have some fresh snow for this. Fee is $30 per child and includes all the fun, snacks, lunch, and cocoa. So go to Kinnexu Land Trust's website for more on that. And for more of things happening in and around town this weekend, you can always go to sandpointonline.com and look at their slash events page, and it's got who's playing where and all that kind of thing. Here on the show, we have Keely Gray with us in just a moment. Also, the ladies from the Sandpoint Senior Center and David Keyes talking about Rotary and the Chafe 150 and more. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Lanake Realty has a listing in the Pinecrest Loop on 1 acre and features a three-year-old home with three bedrooms and one bath, 1 mile from amenities with south exposure, washer, dryer, and kitchen appliances included, a fenced yard for pets, pergola-covered patio and front porch, a finished and insulated shop garage, and is move-in ready. Priced at $479,000. For all your real estate needs, see the professionals at Lanake Realty.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver. Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Leshwa Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Leshwa Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay, off Highway 95, just behind the co-op, or online at lakerv.com. Lake RV for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Time for winter winnings at the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. This January, we're celebrating the season with super spins all month long. Show me the money. Take a break from the action in a Kootenai Falls Lodge room, starting at just $79 midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for $99. And dine to your heart's content at the Springs Restaurant, only $16 all January, for our favorite five. Your choice of chicken fettuccine Alfredo, tri-tip steak, chicken fried steak, double cut pork chop, or roasted chicken breast. Treat yourself at the Kootenai Spa with a 30-minute massage, scalp ritual, and a Tranquility tub soak for only $89. Or a spa pedicure with paraffin wax for $50. This January, get on up to the Kootenai Casino, where the winning's hot. Just call 888. You are lucky. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com today.
Bull riding, the perfect fusion of strength, skill, and pure willpower. Professional bull riders aren't just athletes. They're daredevils with cowboy souls. Come experience the true modern West, where 8 seconds of glory will create a lifetime of memories. It's PBR Spokane at Spokane Arena, Saturday, January 13th. Tickets available at TicketsWest.com, PBR.com, and the Spokane Arena box office. Hold on tight. The ride of your life is about to begin.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday, and no stranger to these radio stations or to this show in particular, Keely Gray from the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater Group is with us once again. Keely, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you again for having us all the time. All right. I love being on this show, and it's just a fun time.
Obviously, I love having you on the
show. Oh, goodness. This is a big love fest. We throw Pat in there, and it's all gravy.
I'm suddenly turned off for some reason. just a little inside joke there. So what's going on with you? Today's the 4th, so you are in the middle of auditions for your next play.
Yes.
Before we get to the audition part, tell us what the play is and what this is all about.
I'm so excited to say that.
By the way, you're wearing a pink winter coat.
I was kind of like alluding to what I was about to say. I'm glad you picked up on that. I am wearing a pink coat, and that's like your biggest hint. We are so excited that our next production is Legally Blonde. A lot of folks would probably remember the movie with Reese Witherspoon back in the early 2000s. And in 2006, they turned it into a stage musical, a stage adaptation, which MTV aired. It was like one of the very first. It was actually, I think, the very first musical MTV ever aired live. And it was their event. And it just got millions and millions and millions of views. And it kind of brought musical theater back into the forefront for the youth especially, and it made it really, really relevant. And it's just such a fun show about authenticity and just really loving who you are. And for those who don't know the stories about Elle Woods, who is a fashion design major in California, who decides to follow the love of her life to Harvard Law and become a lawyer.
It's coming back to me now.
It's come back, yeah. You remembered the pink, so that's good.
Well, I'm looking at your website, and it's all got this pink poster there, so yeah.
You know, we like to make an impact.
So is Reese Witherspoon starring in this production?
I wish. Reese, if you're listening, you know, coming out, girl. We love you. No, I'm a big fan of hers. No, but we actually had our first round of auditions last night. Mm-hmm. We saw about 10 community members, which was wonderful for our first night. Actually, I think we saw 11 or 12. Pardon me. We saw so many new faces. I got to see a lot of my returning students because I used to teach theater at the Music Conservatory. And so I got to see a lot of my former students because with this production, we're welcoming ages 14 and up, which is really fun. It's the show itself has a lot of roles. It's got over 70 parts to be cast.
Jeez.
And we're hoping to, between doubling, we're hoping to limit that to about 30 people. Needless to say,
if you had 70 people in this production, we've all been backstage at the Panada, it would be chaos.
It would be mass chaos, yeah. Yeah. But no, we're hoping to shrink it down to 30, which is still a very full production. But the brilliant part about this musical is if you're an ensemble member, quote unquote ensemble, you will be busy. You will have so much stage time, so many solos, so many opportunities to shine. If you're worried about not getting a leading role, don't, because the leading roles will probably actually get more of a break than you will.
Wow.
It's a very heavy ensemble piece, and the music is so much fun. I hope folks after hearing this will go listen to it. But the music's so catchy, so fun, and it gets stuck in your head for days and days and days, which is why we love musical theater. But it's such a fun production, so much positivity. If you're afraid of the color pink, might not be for you. But come on down to auditions. We've got signups on our website, lporep.com. You can sign up for a 10-minute slot. If you don't have anything prepared, that's okay. Just come see us. We'll take care of you.
So if you don't have anything prepared, how will you take care of someone?
So we are looking for, if you do want to prepare, we're looking for a one-minute monologue. And a monologue is a piece of dialogue between folks. But monologues are either spoken in alone to yourself or a long piece of dialogue spoken to another person. So it's just one person speaking.
So it's like a monologue.
Like a monologue.
Got it.
Yeah, I know. You'd be surprised how many people actually, like when I say the word monologue, they go, huh? What's that?
I picture Johnny Carson or Jimmy Fallon, or they do monologues.
Yeah, they do opening monologues. You're right. SNL every Saturday.
Yeah.
That's true. And then we're also looking for 30 seconds or 16 bars of music. And if you don't know what a bar of music is, don't worry. It's just basically how it's divided in the score. And how we'll take care of you if all of this is sounding really overwhelming is we actually have monologues when you sign up. So you can grab one and look at it while you're waiting. And then, you know, if you want to sing happy birthday, row, row, row your boat, twinkle, twinkle, little star. We'll help you through. Annie is we've got a wonderful accompanist named Annie, who is just so great at encouraging folks. And she just is more than happy to support you.
What if you said, you know, ages 14 and up, what if you have zero theater experience?
I saw about 5 people last night who had zero theater experience. and they had the greatest time. And we all ended up laughing and getting to know each other in the audition slot. And they ended up like making new friends with the folks out in the waiting room. And that's kind of our bread and butter at LPO Rep, is those who have always dreamed of doing this, but have never found the courage within themselves. And it's really wonderful. The team that we have created really loves that too. We really love to welcome people into the LPO Rep family, but also help people find themselves and be excited and become more confident in their abilities, because anybody can sing.
That's not true.
Oh, it's so true. It's just whether or not you allow yourself to. And that's why I have an amazing music director who takes care of that for me. So I just get to be the cheerleader with the foam finger.
So the Reese Witherspoon part, because mm-hmm. that's what everybody pictures.
Elle Woods.
When, mm-hmm. Has that one been decided yet?
Or no. No. I try my darndest not to precast. Because casting is such a really intense beast to do. A lot of people think, oh, well, the best person's going to automatically get the role, right? But that's not necessarily the case, because especially in our production, if we have somebody who comes along who's an amazing L and they're in their 20s, we can't very well cast them alongside a 17-year-old male mm-hmm. as Emmett. You know what I mean? So we have to think about age ranges. We have to think about, you know, dance abilities. We have to think about acting abilities. We have to think about, you know, chemistry between other characters together. It's really about what group fits the best to tell the story. And there's no lack of talent in our town. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always tell people, if you don't get the lead part, that does not mean you are not talented. Mm-hmm. It just means that for this particular group of people that we got together, this was the best mixture to tell this story.
Gotcha. So the audition started yesterday. They go on again this evening and tomorrow.
And then we'll have callbacks on Saturday at noon. And callbacks are just super fun. We get together as a group, read some cold reads from the script, sing some songs, do some movement, and then we'll cast the show.
Wow. And the show is May 24th through the 31st, and again on June 1st and 2nd. What kind of, again, going back to, I mean, if anybody who has experienced thespian
yes.
and has done this a million times, they know what mm-hmm. rehearsals are. If you're totally inexperienced, what can you expect as far as a time commitment?
Great question. And actually one that I'm really happy to have gotten from lots of people interested. We are a pretty rigorous rehearsal schedule. We look at 3 nights a week during the week, so Monday through Friday. And there'll be 2 to 3 hour rehearsals. And during that time, you'll work on a combination of your music, your movement numbers, and your blocking, which is, you know, your movement on stage when you're acting. And then when we get to tech week, things get a little hairy, but it's only for a week. So you might have a little time, you might have an additional day there, but it's nothing crazy. And we love to work with schedules. So we have conflict sheets that you'll fill out if you have pre-commitments that you have that you can't
like
move
around.
Like
school or work or
all of those things.
All
yeah.
those things. Keely, it's great that you guys are doing that. I'm really looking forward to the show in May and early June at the Panda the Theater, of course. And again, the auditions are again this evening and Friday, callbacks on Saturday. And for more information, go to LPOREP.com, and you can find out all that stuff that you just mentioned.
Yeah. We would love to see everybody there. All Even right. Bob, you could audition.
Yeah. Pat and I are thinking about competing for the lead.
Slap a blonde wig on, Pat. Oh, yeah.
With that, we got to take a break. When we come back in our second segment, we'll have our monthly segment with Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center, and we'll take a look at what's happening there in the month of January. Keely, thanks. And
thanks, Bob.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. We'll be right back after this break.
It's time to look and feel better. It's time to get back into shape. Take action at Natural Fitness Gym. Natural Fitness gives you 2 locations at 1 great price. In Sandpoint on Superior Street and in Pondere on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. Join today and you'll have 24-hour access to some of the best exercise equipment available. Clean atmosphere and friendly staff combined with rate choices that fit your needs. Join Natural Fitness and get results today.
Hit a 3-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
What's better than super fresh fruits and vegetables? Yep, you've got it. Super fresh fruits and vegetables on sale.
Swing into Super One Foods this Thursday and save big during our 12-hour produce sale. Dole bananas just 38 cents a pound. Cosmic Crisp apples just 68 cents a pound. And whole juicy mandarin oranges, $2.98 for a 3-pound bag.
Super One Foods 12-hour produce sale this Thursday only. Hey, it's better than fresh.
Lenake Realty has a beautiful listing in the Pinecrest neighborhood just outside Sandpoint city limits. Close to town, Schweitzer Mountain Resort and Lake Pend Oreille. This property features 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and an office at 2,016 square feet. Vaulted ceilings above the living room and stainless steel appliances in the kitchen. A fully fenced garden and orchard. Enjoy the mountain views and the most beautiful sunsets Idaho has to offer. Priced at $749,000. For all your real estate needs, see the professionals at Lenake Realty.
Do you want to lose weight and actually keep it off? Do you want to learn how to cultivate a balanced lifestyle after your weight loss? Hi, I'm Dr. Cameron Vandenberg, owner of Intermountain Wellness in Sandpoint.
And I'm Alyssa, Intermountain's nutritionist, and we are with you every step of the way. Our functional approach to care is proactive instead of reactive and uses detailed blood analysis. Our program helps you to lower inflammation in your body, reset your hypothalamus, and effectively lose weight.
Call 208-263-2247 to find out about our limited discounts at Intermountain Wellness.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Oh, we're having too much fun in here today. Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center are back with us again this month. And Happy New Year, ladies. And I hope you guys had a great holiday season.
Yeah.
And Marie, you were stuck on a mountain a month ago.
I know. I wasn't like, I called her. I go, I'm not coming down. So it's like a shoot, you know.
Yeah.
So well, everybody's brave, talking. I'm not brave enough to do it anymore.
But he talks about, you know, what a dry winter we've had so far, which is mainly true, but we've had a couple of good storms a month or so ago.
Yeah, that's all we need. I mean, like, there's no snow down here today, but we had snow up there. So
yeah.
Higher elevation.
Well, it's good to see you. You made it out and you're back here in January. We've all made
it. Making my husband drive all the time. That works for me.
And we've all made it to 2024. I was just talking to a friend of mine out in front of Joel's Mexican Food thing. Did you ever think about living this long? I mean, 2024? Like, never, ever did it come in my radar that.
When you're younger and you hear that, you're like, oh, I don't live that long.
I mean, the future then, well, at first for me, it was 1984. It's like, we're going to survive that. And then, of course,
yes.
Y2K 2020, are we going to survive that? And I remember sitting up that night going, nothing happened.
Yeah.
My computer still works.
Yep.
And here we are 24 years later.
You.
Speaking of years and time going by, it's the 50th anniversary of the Sandpoint Senior Center. I just learned this 30 seconds ago. Alla Mae and Lloyd Cox moved to Sandpoint back in 74 and started the Bonner County Senior Center.
That's right.
And
50 years.
50 years. Congratulations.
This year.
Has it always been in the same...
50.
No. I'm not 50.
No.
I'm pushing 70.
No, you aren't.
Yes, I am.
Jeez. That's incredible.
I graduated from high school in 1974, the same year as the senior center.
Wow. That's great.
So I've always been in the same location?
Actually,
you know,
that's a good question. I think they did. I think it was the same location, but they redid the building or added on.
I remember when they redid the parking lot not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago or something.
I don't know. I was real young back then. No.
Yeah, so was I. Anyway, so 50 years, and there's going to be some sort of celebration.
Yeah, it's not for seniors only. On our breakfast, we're discontinuing senior breakfast, and we're doing a not for seniors only fundraising breakfast once a month now.
Once a month.
Yep, it's $10. You have to RSVP the day before on Thursday. I believe it's Friday the 26th in January. And I believe that's a Friday. And that's right. We serve breakfast at 8:30. It's $10 per person. Mom, dad, the kids, not for seniors only. And we sure would appreciate anyone who wants to come RSVP and come see us and help us celebrate our 50 years.
So you were only doing breakfast on Fridays anyway. Mm. And so is this in the newsletter this month?
Is it what in the newsletter? I don't.
I'll check it out. Anyway, if you want to check out the seniors newsletter at sandpointareaseniors.org, sandpointareaseniors.org, and it has a list of all the events that are going on in the month and the ones that, you know, and the meals and all of that. Mm-hmm. And you guys have bingo the last Saturday of each month. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 12:30, games from 1 until 3. And so, again, let's talk about the breakfast that's not just for seniors. When are you doing the first one?
That's right. Not for seniors only. It's for family friendly. We're doing it as a fundraiser once a month to commemorate our 50th year. Mm-hmm. So come on in for breakfast at 8:30 on January 26th. It's $10 per person.
$10 per person. Mm-hmm. Where can you get breakfast for that anyway?
Yeah. So. And it's kind of like buffet style. It's going to be like you get to pick what you want. And, you know, it'll be plenty of food.
I like that. And you're cooking it?
Oh, yeah. I'm the chef that day.
You're the chef every day.
Yes.
Speaking of which, some months you've talked about needing employees. Some months you've talked about needing more volunteers. How are you guys set right now?
You know, we've got some troopers that have come forth, and we're just so mighty grateful, Bob. I'm telling you. Thank you for listening. But, yeah, we always need volunteer drivers. We're always looking for volunteers. I think now we're looking for somebody that would help us with snow removal around the walkways.
Of course.
So if anybody out there wants to help us out with that, of course, right now we don't really need it. But.
Oh, we're supposed to get some tonight. I know I said this on the show yesterday, but it came down in the form of rain. But it looks like about 80% chance of snow late tonight. Whether it sticks around or not, we'll just have to wait and see. And Marie, what's happening with the Daybreak Center these days?
Well, we decided on our own executive decision to start having people just drop in to visit us and see the place and have a cup of coffee and cookies or
a little open house.
Yeah, on the house, complimentary, because we want to meet more people, and we're trying to figure out a great way to reach them. And we think if they come in for a couple hours, they'll realize what a great service it is. So we're ready. We're just looking for company. So.
And the Daybreak Center is located right next to the Senior Center.
Right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just thinking as you were saying it, because every month we talk about how the care providers need a break to go shopping or go to a movie or what have you. But, you know, on these gray, long winter days and it gets dark, it's dark in the morning and it's dark in the early in the afternoon, that seniors, it's great to get out of the house and have just sort of a change of scenery and see other people.
Right.
And, that's a wonderful thing about the Daybreak Center.
Do some socialization, and we have a good time. We all sit around the table and visit all day. I don't do anything else. It's great. So we go through a few pots of coffee, and sometimes I bake, and sometimes we get great food, lunches from the senior center and snacks and stuff. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
And we get so many compliments on the lunches.
Excellent.
So, yeah, good food. Good food.
Yeah, that's happening at the Daybreak Center. And coming up this month, you have art classes on Wednesdays, board games. Well, you need a host for the board games, right, on Thursdays?
I think they canceled that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's a couple of games that have been canceled because of attendance, I believe.
Until further notice. Yes, so we'll see if the cribbage and the board game nights come back. Bridge on Tuesdays at 12:30. Their Bunko Mondays is always popular, 12:30 to 2:30. And you have Fit and Fall Proof, which we've talked about before, which is so super important for seniors. That's Mondays and Thursdays at 3. They need more players for Pinochle on Wednesdays at 9:30. You have piano music with Betty Overland Thursdays at 11. And you have the Old Time Fiddler Jam. It will be the first Saturday of the month, and that starts this Saturday, the 6th, from 2 until 4. And that's legit great music. So you want to check that out Saturday, 2 to 4. And again, you don't need to be a senior to and enjoy that. You also have chair massage by appointments on Wednesdays on the 10th, and just a lot going on. And again, you can go to sandpointareaseniors.org for more information. Anything else that we need to bring
up
this month?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And my phone number is 208-265-8127. Just in case. Break. But it'll still say, you know, on the caller ID, if we call you, it'll say Senior Center.
Gotcha. So
it doesn't say Daybreak.
I'm glad you brought that up. So the Daybreak specific phone number, 208-265-8127. Yeah. And the Senior Center is 263-6860.
And most days we're there from 10 to 5.
Great. Great to see you guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you at one of these events this month.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, David Keyes is joining us 2 days in a row. What's up with that? This time he's wearing his Rotary hat and introduce us to the new Rotary president. And we'll just talk about a chafe and all kinds of great stuff. So stick around.
A new year and another chapter to our story commences at the Pondere Winery. As we start looking ahead to our blending trials and the bottling of our next wines, we invite you to come enjoy our current releases, including January's Wine of the Month, our 2021 Merlot. We're also happy to announce the addition of Grenache on tap and available for refills. There's another full lineup of music and, as always, delectable bites to satisfy every palate. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open Tuesday through Saturday, noon till 8. Wishing you the happiest of New Year's from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Bridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonner's Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
A new year and another chapter to our story commences at the Pondere Winery. As we start looking ahead to our blending trials and the bottling of our next wines, we invite you to come enjoy our current releases, including January's Wine of the Month, our 2021 Merlot. We're also happy to announce the addition of Grenache on tap and available for refills. There's another full lineup of music and, as always, delectable bites to satisfy every palate. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open Tuesday through Saturday, noon till 8. wishing you the happiest of New Year's from all of us at the Pondere Winery.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here for North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined 2 days in a row.
Holy smokes.
By David Keys, and that's...
I know.
I have to check with Pat, because we go way back. That could be a record.
We'll see how it goes, Bob.
But yesterday, what were we talking about yesterday? We
talked about Northwest Auto Body and all the
Auto
good
Body
stuff.
And yeah. Deer Vember and $3,000 for the food bank. And
$20,000 over the years.
$20,000 yeah. over the years, right. And now helping out the Boundary County Food Bank as well, because you have a new location up there. And today you are literally...
What wearing... a memory, though. What a memory. That's awesome.
You are wearing your Rotary sweater. I mean, literally wearing it. I was joking that you were wearing a different hat today, but it is...
A different sweater today.
A Rotary sweater.
You bet. In fact, Emma is here, too, and she's the club president right now for Sandpoint Rotary.
And you are the past president?
I am. One of many. I'm past president 3 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Emma, I have in my notes here, Emma K. Is that... Are you an alias, or what's your last name?
Right.
No, it's Emma Kieferkamp.
So Emma K.
Sometimes Emma K. works really good.
And how is it that you became the president this year for Rotary?
Well, when you don't show up to a meeting, they vote you in.
Yeah.
No. No. I was asked a couple of years ago if I would be interested, and I wasn't.
Who asked you, Emma?
A guy named David Keys.
Oh, I've
he
heard
really,
of him.
Yeah, he can kind
He's
of talk
you into.
He's
on the radio all the time.
A lot of
My
things.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, and so a couple years ago, I wasn't really ready to do it, but it's a 3-year commitment. You kind of take 1 year into learning the ropes of how to be president, and then you're president for 1 year, and then you're considered a past president, and so you're there to kind of help the incoming president and be there as support. So I'm right there in the middle of my 3 years.
So your duties I want to say the fourth. Is this your fourth day as president? Did it start this month?
No, actually, our year runs from July 1st through June 30th.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm halfway through.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a little busy on Wednesdays. So
yeah, it's okay.
It prevents me from being a Rotarian. No matter how hard Dan Hall tried years and years
ago. I know he did.
But it's a great group. I have been walked through the Tango Cafe in the bank building on Wednesdays. I mean, even like at 11:20, 11:30, and there's a bunch of people showing up.
Yeah, about 110 members, Bob. Mm-hmm. And there's no buzz like the buzz when you walk into that room on Wednesdays because, well, they're all friends, and they all have that same recessive and dominant gene of wanting to help other people and mm-hmm. be part of the community. So it's pretty cool.
And it's one of the rare nonprofit organizations around here that has a weekly luncheon meeting, and it's so well attended every week. Of course, Tango's food, what they put out for meetings like that is unbeatable. And
people travel here for the food. In fact, we hear it from people from Colville come to our meetings, and they say, the best food ever. So it's actually a pretty good draw. The one really cool thing, though, about the Wednesday meetings is the speakers, the guest speakers.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, how do you do that every week? Because I know some other organizations that I'm involved with, sometimes we
struggle a bit.
Have a little bit up once a month.
Well, we have a committee, and so they work together to basically go out and find different folks that would be interested in kind of talking about the organization and what they're working on right now. We also have people who reach out to us and ask if they can come present, and so we just kind of get them connected with the committee, and then they just fill it out, and mm-hmm. Just like magic, all of a sudden we have a schedule a couple months in advance with some really great speakers.
So Emma, you know, now that you're the president, what does it entail for you duty-wise, and how much time and all of that?
Sure. So I run the weekly meetings, and then so I just have to prepare for that. I also help run our board of directors, and so those are a standard monthly meeting. I guess, you know, it's what you make it. And so I've really enjoyed my time. I am, you know, I work full time, and so I also do this. And so my goal, I guess, as president is to just kind of help our members do what they want. As David said, you know, we are a service organization, and we're all there do good in our community mm-hmm. and in the outlying areas. And so that's kind of my goal and what I'm there for. So I do run a meeting, but I'm like, what interests you? What can we do for you?
You are a great Rotarian. I mean, you're
you can tell,
grinning from
you?
Ear to ear, and you've got that buzz that David was talking about that everybody seems to have.
Well, it's contagious. It truly is. And, you know, one thing, too, we talk about being a service organization. We're really a leadership and development group, too. And so what people like Emma, I mean, Emma has been on the board for a while before. She's gone through some different chairs in Rotary, and now she jumped up to become president. And so each step along the way, you learn something, you pick up skills, you bring a group along, all the kind of real life stuff that we really want to, you know, help people with. So the leadership, the mentorship stuff with Rotary is a big part of it too. There's a lot of civic organizations. That's a big umbrella, right? Mm-hmm. Civic. What's that really mean? Well, it means we help our community, help the world, which we do, like no other group. However, what's in it for the new members? Well, the new members get mentorship. You know, you looked around the room, you know who the business leaders are in the community. They're there. The up-and-coming city council members are there. All the people that you want to kind of connect with are there. So that's a great connection to have for people, too. So lots of different touches for different mm-hmm. people.
And hence, people come to the meetings a little bit early. I've seen them linger afterwards and just talking and getting along.
Yeah, the biggest problem is trying to get people to sit with somebody else, because all of a sudden that first old guy group there, or the old, you know, old member group sits together, and then they don't let, oh, no, that's Bob's seat. You can't sit there. No, we don't want that. We want to.
We all do it. It's your comfort zone.
Right.
Like, I like this angle.
Right, right. This view. Absolutely. And my buddy here and nobody else nearby.
Yeah. So some of the things that you guys have done over the years, I know that the bathrooms there at Jeff Jones Square.
Bathrooms at Farm and Stidwell, all over the place. We're working on Pine Street Woods right now. We've got a project going on up there, which will be hopefully done in Emma's year. We're looking forward to that. We do a lot of different things. We're a pretty hands-on club. COVID hurt us a bit because, you know, we just couldn't do things. So now we're still kind of coming out of that. We still met on Zoom, but we weren't doing the let's get together and fix this or do this or make this. Mm-hmm. But the whole downtown town square thing, the clock tower, the band shell, mm-hmm. that's all Rotary stuff. And we've done all those too over the years.
Wow, very commendable. Yeah. And I have friends in Rotary clubs in different places in the country, and you had mentioned doing things internationally, and that's what a lot of them are just so proud of. Oh, we helped this group out of Africa, for example, or what have you. Yeah. And how is the Sandpoint Rotary involved with some of those projects?
Sure. We have a member that goes down to Zihuatanejo, Mexico. And so we've partnered with them. And so
you're good at these hard to pronounce
names. Thank you.
You have to be present. That's one of our tests. Can you pronounce Zihuatanejo?
Yeah, her last name.
Yeah, and she did great.
But yeah, so we've partnered with them, and we've done a number of things for school-aged children down there. We've done a computer lab. We've also partnered with an organization in Africa, and I can't remember the country, but we helped with some prosthetics for their group. So those are kind of our two
International
areas that we go to.
And we also do shelter boxes. Oh, and what will happen is if there's a Ukraine, we've done that, Poland, Philippines, just different places around the world. A shelter box is $1,000. It costs a member or the club $1,000. And it's all inclusive. There's a tent. There's all sorts of stuff so people can survive a hurricane.
Gotcha.
So Rotary's a big partner with Shelter Box USA, and we're one of the biggest givers in that organization. We get recognized almost every year because what will happen, Rotarians being Rotarians, we'll say, okay, we're looking at $1,000 from Emma's budget, and all of a sudden you'll have another member say, well, you know what, I want to kick in $1,000, and wait a second, then people kick in $100 here, and then we can buy four or five of them versus the one, making a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great, great stuff. And, of course, the Chafe 150 probably your single biggest local event.
At least it's the most recognizable, for sure. Yeah. And I think we've probably moved the needle on a few things with youth and education with that, too. 17th year coming up. That's how much that's going. And we figure that probably just with our part of it, we've raised $600,000 for just the school part of it, but also about $200,000 in scholarships. So that's pretty cool. But it's been over $1 million totally. Because we took it over from PAFE. PAFE started it and passed it along to Rotary those many years ago. And every year we keep doing it.
So I was just going to ask you, whose idea was it? Of course, you have Mel, Dick, and a few others that are super active.
Yeah,
in it.
You bet.
Brad Williams.
Brad for sure, too.
And so I didn't realize that the other organization had it first.
They did. In fact, Mel was on the board when that was about to go away. And so he said, you know what? I think Rotary could do pretty well with this. And then one of the first things we did was we sponsored education for kids on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it for about 3 years, which is longer than, you know, that's a pretty good project. They hired some teachers. They had a curriculum. And now that curriculum is used throughout the state of Idaho. That's the gold standard on how to teach kids on the autism spectrum, started here in Sandpoint.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Yeah, it's a good touch. Yeah.
And so the PAVE, let's talk about it for a couple of minutes. Of course, we'll have Mel and Emma on as we get closer to it.
I can't come back, Bob? Pat says, heck no, okay.
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, good, great.
We just can't do every day.
Okay.
Be greedy.
No, it's really cool. We've already had a really good turnout for people signing up for next year already. There's early registration through February, so you can save a few dollars that way. And one of the fun things we do is we ask people who are in the ride to make another donation, to ask their friends perhaps to help chafe, to help the school district that way too. And so every 3 years we find a different part of the school district to help fund. And so we have presentations made, and then the board says, or the membership says, yes, for the next 3 years we're going to do this. And right now it's the book trust, which is a great thing. So every first, second, third grader in the school district, you remember the old Scholastic book thing you used to look through as a kid, you kind of pick your books? Well, they do that now. But guess what? We pay for those books to make sure they...
You're old enough to remember that?
Well, barely. I read about it on YouTube somewhere, probably, or something. But Emma and I have actually been to a Washington Elementary when they pass the books out to the kids, because the kids have ordered them, they know it's coming, and all of a sudden these Rotarians pop in there, and they say, can you read this for me? Can you? It's like, if you're having a bad day, that makes your whole week. Yeah. It really does, because these kids are looking forward to the books. We're heroes, you know, we're like Santa Claus at that point. And again, they can take them home. They have their own library at home. Guess what's going to happen? They're going to go home with their book. They're going to say, hey, mom, dad, or whomever, big brother, or whatever, read this to me. Tell me more about this. Let's spend some time together. And when all of COVID really hurt the reading scores in the state of Idaho, our school district didn't drop like everybody else did. Mainly, we think, because we had programs going where they had books in the houses and all that.
That's great. And back to the Chafe the Ride itself, one of the impressive things to me that I see every year is I look around at the people, you know, at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
What a commitment. And I was like, who are all the, I mean, I recognize a bunch of
them. Well, he's liking it because he drives a car the whole time while the people are on the bikes for 150
miles. So I tell people I do the Chafe 150 every year.
And you lead it for the first mile.
I do it in a car. But anyway, beside that, I just see people that I have not seen before, except maybe the year prior at the bike ride.
Right.
And so they come from all over.
They do. All over the country, all over the world.
The money stays in Bonner County.
It sure does. In fact, one thing about Rotary, our foundation is a 5-star foundation. It's the highest ranked nonprofit foundation rating you can get. So anything that comes through Rotary is applied correctly. We have such oversight in the stuff that we do too. We just want to make sure we're above board with everything. But no, we have people from all over the country. We have a cycling club out of Seattle, and they keep bringing more and more people every year. And they're fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they love coming here. So they brought, I think, 10 this year. They're bringing their wives and spouses next year. Pretty soon, we're going to have a whole bunch of these folks from Seattle being here, which is great. It really is.
And all these people from out of town or out of the country come to Sandpoint, they're staying in the hotels, they're eating in the restaurants, and it's all for a great cause.
And buying the merchandise and just checking out Sandpoint. And we have many people, 95% of our club members volunteer sometime for the Chafe Ride. So you think 110 plus members doing something, and we have the Uber volunteers, you know, again, the Mel Dix, Brad Williams of the world. And that
who don't
group.
Sleep for 72
no,
hours.
No, no. And they're all, you know, over.
And Justin Dick, we have to.
Yeah, and in. Justin's there at Trinity in old days now, making sure everything was happening that way too. And so it's all hands on deck, very successful. And knock on wood, it'll keep rolling forward.
Anybody hearing this who may be new to town wants to find out more about
Call Emma. That'd be great.
Call Emma.
Yeah.
And what is your cell phone number? No, what's the best way to find out more information?
Chafe.org is on, chafe150.org is out there.
And just the Rotary in general. I know I'm looking at your Facebook page, but yep. You also have a website.
Did you notice that teaser to today's show?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at our KSPT KBFI logo.
Wasn't that cool?
That is totally cool.
Yeah, we're all over about branding here.
David, Emma, we are out of time. Nice to meet you, and thanks for being on the show again, David. We'll do it again.
Good seeing you.
And congratulations on president, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And that's it for today. Back in here tomorrow night, Bulldog Boy-Girl doubleheader here on North Idaho Radio as they take on the rival Lakeland Hawks. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.